It's Mars on the Hudson. It's Cheers Goes to Harlem.
Get you something to drink, brother.
It's E.T. Rides the Underground Railroad.
Want to see me make all the white people disappear?
125th Street next.
That was fantastic.
It's the brother from another planet.
Man is a fugitive from a chain gang.
He's got radar for a mind, removable eyes, and a lovable smile.
Give me five, brother.
White folks get strange all the time.
Welcome to episode 50 of the Don't Panic Radio Show. Still sitting right here is Steve Vinson, and still, after all these weeks, sitting right over there is Paul Schultz. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome, man.
Oh, yeah. Just like when we first started, I interrupt your, hey, how you doing?
That's quite all right. My hey, how you doing is getting old. I need to come up with a new one.
Well, it's kind of like, yeah, it's kind of like, you know, all the greats. Howard Stern, Adam Carolla, Wolfman Jack.
Telly Savalas.
They all have their thing, right? But if you go, like, nobody notices that their thing changes over time. If you go back and watch some of the old episodes or listen to some of the old episodes, you're like, oh, wait a minute. I forgot their thing has kind of changed.
Yes. Yes, it has. That happens with age.
Well, for example, we used to say, welcome to the Don't Panic podcast. My name is Steve Vinson. Sitting right over there is Paul Schultz.
Hey, how you doing?
And then we became a radio show.
That's right.
And then we became a phenomenon.
I think we were a phenomenon a long time ago. If you ask your mom, I'm pretty sure she would agree.
Let's not confuse phenomenal with phenomenon.
That's da, true. Da, da,
da, da. Phenomenon. All right. What episode 50? This is like I don't know. For some reason 50 is stuck out in my mind. Maybe because it's a multiple of 10. Maybe it's because MP and Tolan celebrated their 1 year anniversary on their 50th episode. Because apparently they only missed 2 weeks.
That's tough.
We missed 3 weeks because our 1 year anniversary is today, right?
Right, right.
In terms of when we've aired the episode.
Well, you know, you had vacation and I had technical difficulties, so.
Hey, not to mention, I just thought of this one. We had the pilot episode, which we did not count in the numbers.
Oh, that's true. So that puts us at 51.
This is 51st episode, episode 50. So let me see if I got a happy anniversary on here. Yeah, that's not it.
No, that's not even close.
You've got to be kidding.
That's better.
That's about like it. Because I had, in the beginning, there's no way I would have said we'd make it this far.
No. Of course. No. I was giving us about 12 weeks.
What are you trying to say?
I just figured by 12 weeks, you know, they would have, you know, they would have dropped us.
The authorities would have come and pulled the plug.
That's right. Yeah. And if last week's episode didn't pull the plug on us, then I think we're good for a while.
Well, here's something to remember. And this is for all of you new listeners. First of all, thank you for tuning in. Thank you to our old listeners, too, and our young listeners who have been listening for a long time.
And our middle-aged listeners who have just gotten started.
True. True, true. That's, you know, middle age is the new baby boomer. I mean, hang on. Middle age is the new young person.
I remember when that's an improvement, because I remember when I turned 40, our friend Bill Wilkerson, he chimes in on my Facebook page. He's like, hey, man, 40's the new 60. It's like, God, that's about right.
Well, for people who haven't been listening, you are very fortunate that you've tuned in, because our show just keeps getting better and better and funnier, to the point that I've started listening to the show. At first, sure. I thought, "What is a waste of my fucking time? This fucking piece of shit show." Now, I'm not saying it's not a piece of shit, but it's a funny piece of shit.
It's a very funny piece of shit. It's like a piece of shit shaped like a president or something. That shit's funny.
There's nothing funnier than a piece of shit shaped like a president.
No.
Of course, if you could get a piece of shit shaped like the Virgin Mary, you'd have 8,500 Mexicans lined up to see it. You'd be like, hey, look, here's a picture of my poo. There was a website called Rate My Poo. And
it's, why do you know that?
It's ratemypoo.com. Why wouldn't I know that? I know everything.
That's true.
It's called ratemypoo.com. I don't know. I don't follow it regularly. I don't get regular updates. For all I know, there has been a poo shaped like the Virgin Mary. But I would imagine if it ever made it on Reddit, you would have 85,000 Mexicans lined up to see your toilet.
I would have seen it on Facebook by now. I'm fairly confident that hasn't happened.
I mean, if your toast comes out of the toaster that vaguely looks like Jesus, like the gardeners and the housemaid is like, oh, Santa Maria.
No, my grandmother used to have wood grain cabinets in her bathroom, and on one of the bathroom cabinet doors, directly across from the toilet, was this wood grain that looked like Jesus. Now, keep in mind, this was like the 70s, so nobody made a big deal about it. But all I know is I'm sitting here on the toilet going, Jesus is watching. It made it hard to go. It's like...
You're like, Jesus is watching. Keep your shit tight.
That's right, yeah.
Don't want no loose shit here. Don't know. Jesus don't like corn in your shit.
That's right.
We're going to hell. Well, there you go. We just lost our divine demographic.
That's right.
You're making fun of my son.
why does God got to talk like James Earl Jones?
there's one thing that our longtime listeners know about our show, and it starts out kind of slow, and then it gets really funny. But you know what you know what causes it to get really funny?
Hitler?
Yes. There's another thing. It's the MacGuffin of the show.
And what would that be?
The news! All right. First story. Sergeant Bo Bergdahl to face most serious kind of court-martial in Army. You might remember who Bo Bergdahl is. Do you remember?
I'll
remind you.
Thank you.
He's going to face a general court-martial in connection with his 2009 disappearance from his base in Afghanistan. Service officials said Monday. This is... Who the hell writes this shit?
Thank you. That's what I was talking about earlier today when I sent you the article about the solar panels.
Yes.
Who did people stop going to journalism school?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me try that again.
Please do.
Sergeant Bergdahl was the guy who he disappeared from his base. Mm-hmm. He just kind of, and the story was he just kind of wandered off. Mm-hmm. From his, like, he was on like one of those forward operations. I just call them FOBs. I have trouble saying, so forward operating base.
Mm-hmm.
FOBs or fun of a bitches,
farting assholes,
farting or fighting orangutan bitches. Anyway, so the Taliban picked him up, and he was a guest of the Taliban for about 5 years, and the United States Well, apparently there were a lot of attempted rescue missions and people died. American people, not the other people, because we don't care if they die. But if Americans die, we care. So Americans died, just to be clear. And to try to rescue this guy, finally the U.S. Exchanged prisoners. So they gave up a few Taliban prisoners. They got this guy back, and one of the things that sticks out for a lot of people is there was that video of the, it shows these Taliban guys, it shows Bergdahl in like a weird suit, like a weird coveralls kind of thing. He's bald headed and kind of like dazed and confused, not like Dave Chappelle, but like they, like they pull him out of the, pull him out of this like SUV, then the camera pans up and you see all these Taliban fighters, just like they are in all the cartoons, with their rocket-propelled grenades on their shoulders and their AK-47s, holding them wrong, shooting them up in the air and shit, up in the mountains, right? And then you see, like, these two dots in the sky, and they get closer, and it turns out, like, it's helicopters. One of the helicopters lands, U.S. Special Forces gets out, gets Bergdahl, puts him back in the helicopter, and flies off. So that was like the famous, well-known video.
Now, when you say he wandered off and the Taliban picked him up, is that like the, you know, Osama bin Laden and his buddies are cruising around in a Jeep, like out in the desert, and he's like walking around, and they pull up, and they're like, "Hey, buddy, cash, grass, or ass, nobody rides for free."
Yeah.
Okay.
Except they're opium.
Yeah, it's that's opium. Right. So that cash,
opium, or S. It's like, you guys will never get Western culture. Jesus Christ. Nah, Allah. Praise be unto him.
There goes our Taliban demographic.
The next story is about Sandy Hook. No, not that. Not her. Different Sandy
Hook. I was just about to go, didn't we go to school with her?
On Sandy Hook anniversary, U.S. activists call for gun restrictions. I'm not even going to open that one and read the... I'm not going to read part of that article. I think I've got a couple of things to say about that. One is, it's the same thing I say to abortion foes. Foes? I never use the word foes in day-to-day life. Anti-abortion
people. Now, I have heard you use the word mofo
before. Mofo.
Mofo.
Mofo. And homo.
And homo.
Homofo.
Homofo.
Homofo. Anyway, so, okay. We talked about gun control a little bit last week. Mm-hmm. And here's what I'll say. And I'm not going to try to be balanced or objective for the next minute.
Why start now?
Like I normally am.
Right, thank you.
But it's the same thing I say to the pro-lifers. If gun restrictions, gun control is, if you're so passionate about it, if I can cause your face to turn red and get your blood pressure up, like in less than 2 minutes about that particular topic, why have you waited a year? I mean,
right?
It's a year. Have you been sitting around going, like? For a week, you got passionate about gun control, and then you're like, oh, only 355 more days until the anniversary of Sandy Hook, and I can get passionate about it again.
That's right.
I mean, come on. Stop waiting for these big incidents to like get on your high horse and be all about this one thing.
Right.
Know what I'm saying?
Well, that's like the people that wait. The crowd mentality. The crowd starts going wild, and then the people in the background are like, "Fuck yeah!" I waited for the noise to start. It's like,
no, wait. You're all individuals. I'm not.
Exactly.
So it really speaks to two things. I think exactly what you're saying, which is most people. And did we not establish last week that people are stupid?
Yeah, we're 15 minutes into the show, we established that people are stupid. thus except losing for our listeners. Yeah, yeah, thus losing our people demographic, except for our listeners.
We don't have any people listening to our show.
No, no.
So it's two things. One, it's it's the crowd mentality, the mob mentality, which is, okay, something big just happened. I can't possibly form an opinion about it until I figure out what everybody else thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And if everybody else thinks we need more gun control, then that shall be my opinion.
All right.
The other thing is, when somebody kills 22 kids with a gun, and then you stand up and go, guns are awful, who is going to go, wait a minute? I mean, besides the fucking crazy people, is going to go, wait a minute, guns aren't so bad. I mean, because you're immediately branded, like, you're glad those... It's worth it. Having those 22 kids killed is worth it, because I want my gun, you know?
Well, that's true. I mean, people are just so quick on that shit. It's like, I made the Facebook post a week or so ago, and I'm just like, what? There's no other, you know, you could drive your car from here to, you know, wherever.
Terre Haute.
Thank you. From here to Terre Haute, with no intention of, like, slaughtering another human being. But the entire purpose of a gun is to kill something. It's potential energy at its finest. It's just sitting, and most tragic, it's sitting there just waiting to destroy. Now,
it's
not
really potent. It's stored chemical energy.
Okay, all right.
And then it's converted to a large amount of kinetic energy.
I forget. I'm talking to an engineer. All right. It's all that wrapped up in a slick package that gives you a hard on when you hold it. That's all. That's fine. But at least acknowledge that that's what it's there for. Don't pretend like it's good for anything else, because it's not. But as soon as I posted stuff like that, I get the pro-gunners, like, calling me everything, you know, under the sun. I'm like, I was just stating that's what it was, you know. I mean, I did use the word fucking idiot, but, you know, tomato, tomato. But no, I'm just saying, as soon as we've talked about this, as soon as you're one thing, and I'm not, and neither are you, one thing, and the people on either side of you can't fathom you not being in their camp.
Well, it's as you said last week, the one thing that nobody will tolerate is you not having an opinion.
Right. They can't
one
fathom
one way
it.
Or the other.
They can't fathom that maybe they're wrong. I mean, I think about it all the time. And I think as soon as you think you know everything, you're deluding yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, I don't, you know, I made the thing, I made the comment about something needs to be done, and you're like, congratulations on making that statement. I'm like, well, I didn't say, and it needs to be this, because it's a more complex issue than everything, but it's just ridiculous how one-sided people are. Was one-sided the term I'm looking for?
Here's an interesting, I think the word you're thinking of is myopic. But anyway, here's a
I don't know about your opic, but myopic is okay.
Let's talk more about your opic. All right. Now touch your opic. All right, now show it to me.
That's right. Don't look at the camera.
When it comes to economics and you know, capitalism versus socialism versus communism versus blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people will use the deserted island analogy, and like, how would we organize ourselves on a deserted island?
Right.
And I've never thought about this, but when it comes to guns or weapons in general,
mm-hmm.
So this is live, unfettered, and unfiltered, and un whatever other un things there are.
undigested. <Undulating. laughs> undigested, apparently.
Undigested. So let's say the economic version of this is like, okay, we're stranded on an island, no hope of rescue, and there's, you know, 50 of us, and how do we organize ourselves, right? Do we immediately choose one leader and have that person be in charge of everything? Ideally, no. or do we go to more of a system of, okay, each of us has to get our own food and build our own fire and make our own tools? We're like, no, we probably wouldn't do that either. Probably we would organize in a fashion that's like, okay, you're good at this and you're good at that, and in order for you to get some food, you know, you're going to contribute in this way, and in order for you to get some food, you're going to contribute in that way, and you're not able to do anything because you broke your legs in the shipwreck, and so therefore, you know, we're going to give you food. This guy, and we're not going to force people to give up a portion of their food, but, you know, a few of us are going to give you some food because we don't want to watch you starve to death, blah, blah, blah. So that's the economic version of the stranded on a desert island libertarianism thing.
Right.
So let's extend that. I've never done this. So similar to the Bloody Mary, we're gonna do this live and see where it leads. All right. So then it comes to light that there's another group of people on this island, and they've been here, and they're kind of pissed off that we're here now, and so they're going to try to take our food. So we come up with a way to, like, bop them in the head with rocks and shit like that, right? So now we're not only making farming and fishing equipment, but we're also making tools to defend ourselves from said tribe.
Yes, we've beat our plowshares into swords at this point.
Exactly. And so now, you know, one of the guys in the tribe decides he doesn't want to work for his shit, so he's going to use his sword to go, you know, bop somebody else in the head and take their shit, mm-hmm. right? So let's have a tribal council and say, all right, so we've got these plowshares hammered into swords. Mm-hmm. It allowed Ron. Have you ever met a Ron who wasn't an asshole?
Mm.
I had a cousin, Ronnie. He was not an asshole. But Ron?
I mean, Ron.
So Ron over there.
No, not a single
Ron
one.
Over there killed Betty and took her virginity and her share of coconuts. And
I don't even know where to put the rim shot on that one.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. Okay, so all right. So let's see. That becomes a big problem. Next thing you know, we go, okay, we need a self-defense force. We'll give them all the swords. They can protect us from those guys who are trying to attack us, and the rest of us don't really need them, right? Because all we need is farm implements, and if we have them, we might end up bopping somebody else in the head and taking their shit, right?
For the sake of the desert island experiment, yes.
Yeah. Maybe it's too complex of an issue to boil down in a desert island experience.
This desert island is getting bigger and bigger. All I know about about this desert island experience is if you and I were on this island, we'd be fucked about the time somebody broke our glasses.
Pulverized.
I'm just throwing that out there.
I'd be like, God damn. Like, anybody got any contacts?
Sorry. I don't even get the conch. My glasses are already broken.
I've thought about that, and I've thought the two most valuable things would be my glasses and whatever Zoloft I had left.
I bet there would be a plethora of Zoloft on that island.
Oh, yeah, there would be like, all right, we've decided to go communism. Everybody dump your Zoloft into this hollowed-out log.
But then I'm gonna take it all. It's like, yeah. I'll leave three for the citizen for the people, but I'm gonna take it all.
Like, all right, we have a hollowed out log full of Zoloft, three dead wild turkeys, one bottle of wild turkey, and two women. All right, we got to repopulate the Earth.
It's pretty sad. More people would grab the Zoloft than the women.
Do you really think this is the right thing for us to be doing, Ivana?
What will people think?
Let them talk.
Donald.
Ivana. It's wrong, isn't it?
But it feels so right.
Then it's a deal?
Yes, we eat our pizza the wrong way.
Crust first.
Introducing Stuffed Crust Pizza from Pizza Hut. With a ring of cheese baked into a totally new, thinner crust, you'll want to eat it the wrong way. Crust first.
May I have the last slice?
Actually, you're only entitled to half.
Large, just $9.99.
Time to talk Trump on the Dope Perry Show. The candidate of God hypnotizes with his hair to trick the whores, Viva Il Duce. He feeds on our ignorance. If he wins, our ratings will soar. We'll do the show from Canada. It's fantastic. That Donald Trump theme song was fantastic. It was the best. It was the best theme song in the history of theme songs.
I think it's in the Bible somewhere. I don't know where because I didn't read it.
Okay, so as with any presidential campaign, eventually the candidate reveals their state of health. Like, you know, John McCain, of course, being in his basically 90s,
mm-hmm.
had to, you know, here's my doctor report, you know, because last thing I want is my president dying while in office, unless, of course, it's Donald Trump. If you are a Donald Trump supporter, you may be concerned about his health, right? So he had his doctor release a statement about his health. And I'm just going to read it to you. I'm not going to make anything up. I'm not going to substitute any of the words. I'm just going to read it.
Please do.
To whom it may concern. Wait. To whom my concern.
Once again, this man went to school, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what they call the guy that graduates last in his medical class?
Hmm.
Doctor.
That's pretty rough.
To whom my concern? I have been the personal. I imagine this guy talks like this. I have been the personal physician of Mr. Donald J. Trump since 1980. His previous physician was my father, Dr. Jacob Bornstein. Jew. Over the past 39 years, I am pleased to report that Mr. Trump has had no significant medical problems. Mr. Trump has had a recent complete medical examination. Wait a minute. Was it just complete or was it total incomplete?
we need these things clarified for our show. Otherwise, we're lost.
A complete medical examination that showed only positive results. Actually, his blood pressure, 110 over 65, and laboratory test results were astonishingly excellent. Over the past 12 months, he has lost at least 15 pounds. Mr. Trump takes 81 milligrams of aspirin daily and a low dose of statin. His PSA test score is 0.15, very low. His physical strength and stamina are extraordinary.
Wait.
0.0.
His stamina is excellent.
His physical strength and stamina are extraordinary.
Okay, All right, I'm calling shenanigans right now, and I'm challenging him to a foot race. There's no way he could beat me in a foot race. His stamina is not extraordinary.
Well, I think these days the word stamina has a different connotation than a foot race.
Well, all right. Well, in that case, I challenge him to that too.
I'm pretty well.
Well, let's for the sake of
he's
television.
Been served.
That's right. For the sake of television, let's. There'll be others involved in this.
Oh, it's a blowjob off.
I'm pretty sure I could beat him in that too.
Well, there has to be some sort of a control. It has to be the same woman.
All right. Then,
or man.
Well, if it's a man, all bets are off. If it's a woman, I'll let him pick which one it is.
You know, it'd be sort of like those guys. You know, when you're trying to make weight for your wrestling class or your boxing class, and it's like time for the weigh-in. You may not know this, but I used to wrestle in junior high.
And I was there.
You were there, weren't you? And there are weight classes, and like you try to get in the lowest weight class possible,
right?
Because you know you. Ideally, you want to be at the top end of your weight class.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of guys needed to lose like, you know, 3/4 of a pound or 1/4 of a pound to make weight. And so they'd be up in the gym, like in the weight, where they're doing the weigh-in, they'd be up, they'd be wearing like a bunch of winter coats, like down parkas.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be running around trying to sweat out that extra weight. I imagine you and Donald Trump are getting ready for your blowjob off, and you're both in a back room, like getting as many blowjobs as you can.
That's right. We're eating
or like rubbing them out, like trying to rub as many out as you can before you go into the. It's like the opposite of a fluffer. It's like I want to be as not hard as possible when I get in there.
That's right.
Anyway, to continue,
she's got her work cut out for her.
It's like,
no way I'm going second either.
It's a tie. Mr. Schultz, 3 days, 44 hours, and 32 minutes. Mr. Trump, 3 days, 4 hours, and 32 minutes. Okay, to continue. Mr. Trump has suffered no form of cancer, has never had a hip, knee, or shoulder replacement, or any other orthopedic surgery. His only surgery was an appendectomy at age 10. His cardiovascular status is excellent. He has no history of ever using alcohol or tobacco products.
I find that hard to believe.
If elected, Mr. Trump, I can state unequivocally, will be the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency. Harold N. Bornstein, MD, FACG, Department of Medicine, Section of Gastroenterology, Lenox Hill Hospital, New York, New York, Esquire.
Well, as long as he's Esquire, it's legit.
Here's the insane thing about that. It's like the doctor's original report was very medical in nature, and it gave like results, and like
right.
It was very doctor-like, and Donald Trump was like, no, that is not good enough. I said I can't do Trump.
Just do Mussolini. learn Italian.
You must rewrite the letter. It must have words like excellent and extraordinary in it.
Yeah, because I mean, I've read my stuff from my doctors, and while I have a clean bill of health, I don't recall excellent and superhuman being put. It's like the doctor was describing Captain America. I said, what the fuck was that? No one's ever had that kind of bill of health.
My doctor's reports are like, in my 35 years of practicing medicine, I've never seen anyone with such a high blood pressure and such a low testosterone.
That's right. You need to just sit down.
Yeah. Not only is he not healthy enough for sex, he's not healthy enough to watch a rated PG-13 movie.
That's right.
So either Donald Trump wrote this and told his doctor to sign it, or giving him the benefit of the doubt, Donald Trump wrote it, doctor signed it. Or his doctor wrote it, rewrote it, rewrote it again. He's yeah. like, no, not enough. You didn't say excellent enough.
That's right. He's just such a...
Oh, it's like this sentence here. His PSA test score is 0.15, open parenthesis, very low, close parenthesis, period. I imagine that sentence was scrutinized, re-scrutinized, rewritten. It probably started out as, like, he has no... There is no indication of potential prostate cancer.
You know, how old is he?
Ageless. He is ageless.
He's timeless. He's
I don't think it's in here.
Well, how old would you say? He's got to be in his 60s.
Hey, hang on. All right. Hold on. I know how to do this. How old is Donald Trump?
Donald Trump is 69.
He was born in 1946.
You know what would have been hysterical? Is if Donald Trump's voice would have taken over Siri.
I was born in 1946. And that's fantastic. That is the best year to have been born in. That means that was an excellent year to have been born in. Well, that makes him 1 year older than my mom. And my mom is 60... math, numbers, 8,
when you, 7. When you have the correct number, I can always edit this part out.
I think this is funny. I'm an engineer. I do engineer-y things.
That's right, on a daily basis.
Yes. Oh, any potential... employers or clients, please disregard the last few moments. That was considered parody and or satire.
And nothing you just heard was true.
True that.
Well, all right, so he's almost 70, right? Is that what we determined?
Yeah, he can see 70 from here.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have to squint or put on his glasses.
Because he doesn't need glasses. Glasses need him.
His sight is fantastic. His sight is... excellent.
In fact, his sight is so good he has foresight.
I don't have foresight. I have 8 sight. Most people have foresight. I have 8 sight. I have twice as much sight
as twice as much people. Sight. There is no possible way. I'm calling shenanigans. There is no possible way that all he ever had in his entire life was an appendectomy.
Are you trying to say... are you going on record right here and now as saying something Donald J. Trump said was bullshit?
I'm gonna in the face of conventional wisdom, I'm gonna say yes.
Not since you said something needs to be done about violence have you made such a bold statement.
Well, you know,
you're really putting your ass on the line.
I'm all about all ass or no ass. That's all I'm saying.
All ass or no ass. That's all I'm saying.
Change the channel, Marge.
All right, here's one. Cosby sues 7 accusers for defamation, seeks damages and retractions.
I don't know which I like better.
You like my Trump or my Cosby? Say what you will about that that fucking rapist Cosby. Much of our comedic influence started with that man. It was Red Fox, Cosby, and British comedy.
Yeah, and even throwing a healthy dose of Richard Pryor, and you have us. We're not saying we're anything like, we're even close to them, but
I'm not raped. I've never raped in my life. Have you?
Raped? No. Legitimately or illegitimately?
Well, I mean violently.
Oh, violently.
You're violently raped.
Now, is that the violently legitimate or legitimately violent? Oh, man. I love your one. You had that one comment a while ago about the movies. You're like, I've been on many dates. So like, never once in one of them was there did I ever get raped or something. I forget what it was.
I don't remember either.
That
surprise.
Was, I think that was during the interview episode. No, so okay. So what? Continue about Cosby. What did I? Were you done?
Well, apparently he is striking back. Okay. Bill Cosby has struck back against some of the dozens of Jews who've accused him of sexual assault. The world-famous comedian countersued seven Jews who'd sued him for defamation, saying they actually defamed him. By saying he sexually assaulted those Jews, those Jews hurt his reputation so much that plans for a new family comedy on NBC were derailed. The Jews made malicious, opportunistic, and false and defamatory accusations of sexual misconduct against Cosby. Those Jews made accusations to hurt Cosby's reputation and obtain financial gain. Who's surprised by that, right?
This is my shocked face.
Cosby is seeking unspecified damages and public retractions from seven Jews. Shlomo Green, Anne Frank Saraganese. I'm out of Jew. I'm out of woman Jew names.
Oh, they're all women.
Yeah, they're all
Mrs.
Yeah, yeah, they're all women.
I'm just clarifying.
As far as I know, he's not he does not stand accused of raping any men.
How about
he's not an animal?
Right, this is true.
He might be a rapist, but he's not gay.
He's not. Yeah, cut him some slack. How about Mrs. How about Mrs. Anne Frank's mother?
You know what we should do is we should look up some Jew girl names, so that the next time we make fun of people who make fun of Jews, we're ready with some Jew girl names.
I'm glad you clarified that, because sometimes I worry not with our listeners, because our listeners are hip and cool.
We have the most fantastic listeners in the history of podcasting.
Remember when he used to do fucking pizza commercials? He was like, the best pizza on the order, the most fantastic pizza in the world. And it was like fucking Domino's or some shitty ass chain pizza.
Little Caesars has the best crust of any pizza. Even Italian pizza wishes they could have crust like Little Caesars.
I'm gonna find that commercial.
Okay.
I don't even know where I was right. Going. Oh yeah, I'm glad that you specify or clarify that, because sometimes I worry that people think that they don't get. Sometimes I don't get what we're doing until we do it. It's like we get halfway through, like, I know where we're going with this.
I'm like the white Dave Chappelle. I try to point out the absurdity of some people's views by taking it to the absurd myself.
Exactly. And that's exactly, I think that's part of it. And I hope that people get that about the show. That's the whole.
Well, Dave Chappelle hoped the same thing, and then he ended up in Africa, like, freaking out. Because he was getting letters and stuff about, thank God, finally, one of your people recognizes the problem and is speaking the truth. He's like, what? No!
So we're two of our people speaking the truth. What people are we?
To be fair, if I really want to be the white Chappelle, I would have to take white privilege to the extreme.
That's a pretty somber note.
No, but anyway, thank you. Thank you for recognizing that. We are not making fun of the Jews. We're making fun of people who make fun of Jews.
Yeah, some of my best friends are Jews.
I know a guy who is friends with a guy that knows someone who's a Jew.
We need that person on the show.
Of course, you know, it takes a certain amount of experience and skill that I'm pretty sure I have not yet acquired. In our first few episodes, I got, you know, I had people going, A lot of cringing. A lot of cringing.
Yeah, like the douchebag episode.
The douchebag episode, especially the... We were talking about rape. We were talking about... Like, a lot of rape talk. And there was a lot of, like, And it's like, okay, I don't go, well, that's on you, because you don't get it. I just go... I clearly did not pull off what I was trying to pull off.
Yeah, if people that know you go, ooh, you're like, right. I did it wrong.
People who live with me.
People who live with you. Yeah, Poppy sent me an email.
People who sleep naked with me.
Once again, Poppy sent me an email.
I'm like, yeah, people who I've made love to.
Once again, Poppy sent me an email.
I had to throw that one in there.
That's right. Once again, people whose shit I've picked up off the lawn.
Oh, yeah, Constance sent me an email, too.
That's right.
Oh, I don't use her name much on this show.
No, not at all.
I should have said, oh, yeah, your wife sent me an email, too. I feel like somehow if I don't use their names, nobody can trace them.
That's right.
Nobody has the technology.
No, not in today's world when you can, like, Google Earth somebody and watch them, like, taking a bath. Not that I've done that.
Oh, man. So, anyway, Bill Cosby, it's one of those things where I go... Well, can you... There are plenty of artists whose views I disagree with.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this Cosby thing goes beyond that.
How so?
If I only listen to music produced by people whose views I agree with,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't get to listen to a lot of music I like.
Yeah, right.
But the way that this is different is, I don't know. It is different. I'm not going to say it's a different sort of logical gymnastics that I have to do in order to say he's still funny even though he's a rapist. He didn't promote rape in his comedy. I don't think he promoted beating your kids.
That's right.
He did not promote rape.
There was a lot of child beating, a lot of child neglect, but no rape. Not that I'm aware of. I mean, well, no. In my defense, let me rephrase that.
In my defense,
no. Now that I think about it, I do have his limited edition "Why Do We Have Rape" album. That's pretty funny. But he's got an album called "Why Do We Have Air." So I was making. I was trying to be funny there, but apparently rape isn't funny.
A lot of people. No. if that were an album that I had heard of, I would have laughed.
How about Bill Cosby's his rape album? How about that? Instead of himself.
Himself.
Nah, it's not working.
Himself. Hang on, raping.
I gotta come up with one. Hang on.
Bill Cosby himself raping people.
Well, the picture of him like with like the jello pudding face as he's
jello pudding.
There's somebody asleep on a bed and he's like.
Well, to be fair, I mean, in his defense, he didn't consider what he was doing rape.
That gets the slow clap. He didn't consider. What do you mean? Hang on here a second. Now that sounded like Archie Bunker. That doesn't even come close.
Derpy derp, no flare. Derpy derp.
Don't panic. It's Steve and Paul on RFI.
All right, so let's do Adele.
Okay. My daughter told me a good Adele joke the other day.
What was it?
Why did Adele cross the road?
Why?
so she could say hello from the other side.
That's good.
I know, right? We laughed about that for a while because we have a mutual I don't know what for Adele.
So I have a couple of things.
Okay.
First, I heard about that song,
mm-hmm.
and I kept hearing about it, but never heard the actual song.
Right.
Right. So I was like, I like Adele. I like her songs from her previous albums.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody's going apeshit crazy over this song, I bet I'll like it. So went to YouTube. I'm like, I'm not buying this shit.
That's right. Who the fuck does that, man?
And played the song and tried to like it. I kept trying to like it. And I'm not just being anti-pop culture.
Right.
When I say that, compared to her previous stuff, I'm just going, first of all, it doesn't take full advantage of her vocal, like, she's just, this chick has, in the most respectful way, her voice, I mean, she is magical.
Well, yeah, if you listen
to... If she would join the Black Keys, it'd be legendary. Let them write your song.
Yeah, please let Dan Auerbach write your song. don't write your own song.
And then could you imagine her with all that lyrics?
Could you imagine Adele with all that like distortion they put on their?
Well, and then I start paying attention to the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the great things about her, was it 19 or 21 or whatever? She was pissed. She was like, fuck you. You know? She's like, you leave me? Fuck you, I leave you. You can't fire me because I quit.
That's right. You can't do what I do.
You can't do what I do. And I was like, yeah, chick power. And this Hello song is like, well, a few years have gone by, and, I'm kind of bored with my current dude, and, I'm kind of remembering some of the fun we used to have. Translation, you made me come three times. I think he might be getting kind of bored with me, and, do you want to hook up again just for old time's sake? And I was like, Jesus Christ, Adele? Come on. So those are the two things. And then, one, I had not heard the song.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are like, oh, enough with the hello already. And with me, I was like, oh, I have enough with the not ever having heard the song already.
What I like is when I posted the Batman slapping Adele in the back of the head, the picture, and you're like, something about the violence towards women. Remember that? And then a friend of mine posts a picture of her with all of her, like, Grammy Awards and everything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, we all agree for some reason Adele is an international treasure. We don't know exactly why, but we can all agree. So
she can do whatever she wants.
Well, what killed me was when somebody... I started seeing this pop up within the past week about how it's like all Hello is Tom Waits' Martha, which is like 40 years old.
Ooh.
And I'm like, okay, you know how big of a fan I am of Tom Waits.
Almost as big a fan as me.
That's right. Not you being a big fan of Tom Waits, but me being a big fan of you.
I like the way you think.
That having been said, it's not like it's a new concept. His is just better.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Nothing new under the sun.
Mm-mm.
Now I gotta go listen to that song.
Which one, Martha or Hello?
Martha.
Oh, okay, because that'll be. I'll put it. I was thinking about putting it at the end of the show.
I knew you would.
Because that's one of those songs where, like, you'll even if you've never had that, you'll find yourself with, like, the gun in your mouth. Like, I'm just kidding.
Is that the one? No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I wish that I could fall in love with you.
No, but I'm pretty sure it's the same album.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Martha's on the same album.
It's probably like, Martha, Martha.
That's almost identical.
Like, you know what? Don't even.
You don't even got to listen to it now.
Yeah.
All right. You got the gist.
Are we good now?
Hey, yeah, we're good. We're always good, right. But we're.
Thank you for listening. For those of you that have now heard all 50. I mean, all 51 episodes, you've now made it through episode 50. And. For Paul Schultz, I'm Steve Vinson, saying thank you for listening.
Oh,